outlandish height. What a fair princess in trappings of white, fervently waiting for some gallant knight. Then she was eaten by a manticore.
A manticore, a manticore, she was eaten by a manticore. With a swoon and a squeal and a taste quite like veal, she was eaten by a manticore.
Dragon stood guard as she endlessly slumbered, with teeth like burnt ploughshares and bad breath abundant. Not knowing that his job was now strictly redundant, he was eaten by a manticore.
A manticore, a manticore, he was eaten by a manticore. Though he brutally struggled, he was soon found snuggled in the belly of a manticore.
Near the tower, the fair princess to take, to burst through the doors, do away with the drake, and save the kingdom for his livelihood's sake. Then he was eaten by a manticore.
A manticore, a manticore, he was eaten by a manticore. Now a hero is destined for the large small intestine, he was eaten by a manticore.
King bent his knees to the floor of his palace and prayed for the errant knight, fearless and callous, and his long-lost girl, born without hate or malice. Then he was eaten by a manticore.
A manticore, a manticore, he was eaten by a manticore. And his scepter and crown went not easily down to the belly of the manticore.
Bard heaved a sigh as she plucked at her lute, and she sang bitter rhymes of a harrowing brute and a quest to recover a maiden minute. Then she was...
Wait, hang on, is that me? What? Ah!